Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Parents, children, and teachers are gearing up for the new school year, and amid the shuffle between soccer practice, violin lessons, and homework assignments, a Natick-based organization hopes families will make time for kindness. The group, Spark Kindness, began in 2010 as an anti-bullying initiative. Over the past 4 years, the focus evolved to include tips around teaching and promoting the power of kindness. Christine Fortune Guthrie is the founder of the group. She says kindness, though innate, is something to be practiced.
I think young people have an instinct towards kindness, and that young people and adults want to live in a kind society. The problem is we also have some other competing instincts. We have fear. We have, you know, a desire to be successful and noticed and recognized. And sometimes kindness can get lost in the shuffle, and that instinct can be difficult to practice.
How's the conversation about bullying evolved in just the last 4.5 years?
At the beginning, we really talked about what is bullying and defining bullying. And what we found is just focusing on bullying was like focusing on the disease and not focusing on wellness or prevention. So what we found is that talking about things like kindness and inclusion and resilience as well were things that really would not just help address bullying, but help address all sorts of other negative behaviors in the community.
I'm wondering about your perspective. Certainly, there's much more awareness today about bullying than there was just a few years ago. But do you think awareness has yet translated into an effective reduction in bullying?
Awareness is important. It's important to know about bullying, and if bullying is occurring, to stop it and address it. However, awareness can sometimes victimize kids. When we label somebody as a bully or label somebody as a target, it doesn't necessarily empower them going forward. So what we try to do is work on building those skills long term that really can help empower kids move beyond bullying.
So what are some of the tools your organization uses to do that?
Well, there are different levels of teaching kindness. We have kindness initiatives in the school, for example. The middle schoolers themselves come up with ideas of how to spread kindness. They put notes on each other's lockers. They write letters to their teachers and to the staff to say they appreciate them. We also have peer leadership programs that the schools have done. Peer leaders stick up for each other and look out for people who've been bullied. The other part of kindness is really teaching about empathy, teaching about tolerance, and it's not easy. It takes a lot of restraint and discipline for children and for adults to not send that retaliatory email, for example, if somebody's hurt your feelings or hurt your child's feelings. It takes a lot of discipline not to gossip. It takes a lot of courage to stand up for somebody who has been bullied. So these are things that need to be talked about and practiced, because often in the moment, it's not our best thinking in the moment when something happens. There needs to also be a kindness to oneself, an instinct to be kind to ourselves. And we see a lot of young people in middle and high school in particular that are really tough on themselves. We call it the inner bully, when they don't do well on a test or don't, you know, make a sports team or fall short in their own eyes. They can be really tough on themselves.
In teaching resilience, you're kind of acknowledging that there will be setbacks along the way, aren't you?
Yes, we definitely need to address bullying head on. We also need to accept that every child, every human being experiences setbacks, like you said, bumps in the road. And a lot of it is how we respond to those setbacks. How as parents, how as school leaders, coaches, how do we address children and talk to children so that they feel empowered to respond to those setbacks in life?
Well, how do you do that?
There are a lot of tools that young people can use, both in talking to themselves, in framing things, framing challenges in life, instead of saying that failure is the end, saying that failure is only the end if I give up.
Well, Christine Fortune Guthrie, thank you very much. Very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in for this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Christine Fortune Guthrie, former civil litigator and founder of the Natick-based group Spark Kindness, an effort to promote kindness and empowerment in schools and communities across the state.